winging it right here, all which right, is always good. The best, which always makes for great interviews.
If you don't have any questions, I sure don't have any answers. This will be perfect.
Well, I want to talk about your big announcement this year that you're retiring.
Yes, my gosh. Yeah, I'll have 52 years in. I think that's enough.
But we're going to miss you big time. You've done some great things for this industry.
It's been a lot of fun, that's for sure. I have been engaged as so much of the system was built that it was really a lot of fun, right? So whether it be creating the corporate credit union network, being the creating the foundations, creating the PACs, political action committees, all that happened during these last 52 years, and it's been fun to be a part of all that.
Well, that kind of leads me into my next question. It's like, I mean, the changes you've seen in this industry have been monumental, you know, I mean, just, you know, regulation-wise, I mean, technology-wise, my gosh. Well, I mean, what's, does anything stand out for you as far as change-wise? I mean, that could be a laundry list, but does anything stand out?
Well, you know, I started, and within my first 18 months, I was running a credit union, the Harley-Davidson Credit Union.
I like that. Nice. That's a great start.
But what you have to remember, what I remember so vividly is we didn't have such things as computers. I didn't even have a bookkeeping machine. It was all hand-posted.
Really?
And so the ledger cards were hand-posted.
Yeah, yeah.
The passbooks, even though these guys and gals were on payroll deduction every week, they'd come in after 3 or 6 months, they'd catch up my passbook. Right? And then, so it's not only every week's deposit, but every week's withdrawal.
Yeah.
And in order to figure dividends, right, you take this ledger card and you'd figure it on a low balance and then go to the next low balance and you do that. And we'd have to run an adding machine tape and figure out what the dividend was. Then we would post that dividend and we'd have to save the tape so the examiner could see how the hell we came up with that dividend. I mean, so has it changed? Oh my God.
Yeah, it has.
Yeah, so in fact, when I first started in this business, we didn't have NCUA insurance, right? There was no such thing.
Whoa.
Credit unions had guarantee funds.
Mm-hmm.
And the leagues had guarantee funds.
Okay.
So we would help make up for if there's a problem in a credit union ever.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
then there was a big debate as to whether we even needed share insurance, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So eventually we got that. NCUA came about. It was part of the Department of Agriculture or something. And that came about in 1970. So I've seen, I've lived through a lot of changes, mm-hmm. but now, of course, the technology keeps getting more and more,
mm-hmm.
and the government keeps imposing themselves more and more.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just, and, you know, when I was running that credit union, we had loans, we had personal loans, we had mortgage loans, and share counts. That's
mm-hmm.
it. There was nothing else. And before the big oil bust in 74, and then the collapse of the economy, and then all this disintermediation took place. On January 1, you could predict your balance sheet on December 31 and not be off by just a little bit.
Wow.
But then after all this stuff happened, and then with deregulation that came in 1980, mm-hmm. the world just changed. I mean, back in 74 when this oil, when you had to get in line at gas stations for miles to get gas.
I remember my parents doing that.
So disintermediation took place in the financial end of it. So savings and loans began offering 10% savings, 12, mm-hmm. 14, 16. You could get a 2-year CD for 22%. Well, guess what? The members of the credit union would come in and say, I like my 6%. I'm going over here for 22%.
Yeah, I would too.
We didn't have it. Credit union didn't have the money. Credit unions were totally loaned out because you could predict your balance sheet.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There was no such thing as a corporate credit union, so they were using bank accounts.
Okay.
And that bank account, like when I was running Harley-Davidson Credit Union, I was purposely 10% overdrawn every single day because I was lending it out to my member and maximizing income to the credit union.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
the banker would complain and moan, you got to get that paid down here. Yeah, next week. Meanwhile, I didn't have to worry about it because I knew what my financial statement was going to be, right? It was a very stable world.
You could predict it.
When all this changed, when all that happened, and mm-hmm. the members started really fussing, saying, I want my money done. I want to move it across the street. We say, you know what? We understand that. But we're trying to help your buddy. The other guy in the plant needed the money, and so we loaned it to
him.
That's great. That's very noble. I want my money anyway, right? And so anyways, so that's when our world turned.
Yeah.
And so from that time on, we said, it's a credit union movement. What are we going to do about this?
Mm-hmm.
CUNA was trying to figure it out. ACUL, at that time, the International Association of Managing Directors of Leagues, got together. Gary Walter was chairman, and he appointed a task force that I happened to serve on. And we started looking around for the solution. So we went and heard about what was happening in Canada. where they had converted their leagues to be called centrals, and they were also the liquidity pool for that province. And we thought, how cool is that?
Yeah.
Somebody should actually capture the liquidity in the credit union space in America.
Yeah, yeah.
So we went back and created U.S. Central, and then we all went back and in our respective leagues created our corporates. Some converted their central credits. Many of us started a brand new credit in a corporate credit union for the purpose of attracting the liquidity in that state. So if this ever happened again, we would have access to money to loan.
Nice.
So that's how the corporate credit union system started, right? And so
got them for Canada.
The world has changed. Yeah, I got the idea from. But here's the difference. Here's the difference. When they set it up, it was one organization, the League and the Central.
Okay.
And the liquidity facility were a central.
Okay.
We came back and said, we don't want NCUA running leagues. We will set up a separate credit union, a corporate credit union, but it'll be managed by the league. The league president will be the president. We'll have overlapping boards, and we'll hire the staff, and it'll be another function of the central organization, the league, right? Well, that was all good until Norm DeMoor became chairman of the board of NCUA.
Okay.
And he decided that he needed to take control of this system rather than leave it to leagues and CUNA. So he mandated that overlapping directorships could not occur. You could not serve on both. He eventually said you couldn't be president of the league and still be president of the corporate. And I was told by the guy that ran the corporate in Texas when I got there that I was not even allowed in his boardroom. So that was a kind of separation.
What?
And so the corporates went their own way, and then they started getting really aggressive. The guys are starting to flex their muscle a bit. First West Corps, then a couple others.
Yeah.
They all went for nationwide fields of membership. Then they started competing on rates, and then they started getting too heavy in the mortgages. And in 2008, the whole damn thing collapsed.
Kaboom.
And I say, if the leagues had been running it, we wouldn't have that problem because we had a more central-focused mission other than trying to compete corporate to corporate. So anyway, that's just part of the story of all these years.
History in a nutshell.
There you go.
I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
I love it. So what are you going to do? Are I'm sure you'll still, are you going to be kind of hanging out around
you know,
this stuff?
Or
are you
going to just stuff.
Enjoy life?
Stuff. And you know, as a former chairman of CUNA, the beautiful part of that is that they always invite their chairman back for this event for 2 days at least.
Yeah.
So at least I'll come back and hang around
wonderful,
once in a while.
Wonderful.
But I've got three grandkids that live 3 miles from me.
Good for you.
They're 5, 7, and 9. And because of this crazy credit union movement and my commitment to it, I hardly see them. Well, that's going to change.
That's going to change big time.
Yep. And I live on a lake. There's a whole bunch of fish in here getting too old. They need to be caught. And my handicap,
do it.
My handicap sucks. I'm going to work on that. And Judy and I want to do some crazy, fun things around the world,
good
whatever that might be.
Good
maybe work and help in the World Council, or maybe just visiting. And we got lots we can do. We're still, still got good health and good energy, and so who knows what it all
That's
be.
The way to do
but
it.
But I'm not going back to work.
Good for you.
I'm not going to, Judy says, let's start a company. I said, I'm not going to start any company. I'm not going to work. I want to have fun.
Yeah, no doubt. You have, like, set the blueprint for life. You know, work hard for 50-some-odd
years,
52, and now just enjoy the fruits of your labor and your kids and your grandkids and see the world.
Yeah.
You did it right, Dick. Well done.
We're having fun with it, for sure.
You got it. Well, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thanks for listening to all my stories. There's
many
more.
Whenever we'll come back on the show. Let's have you on before you the official day and tell some more stories.
More months, we can work that
Okay,
right.
Let's do it.
Good.
All right, Dick.
Thanks,
good to see you again.
Thanks
for stopping by.
Thank you.